Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Staying connected. This is the Daily Download on 1310 WIBA.
It is now 7:31 on 1310 WIBA, Madison the Morning on this Halloween Tuesday, October 31st. Well, the big news that came out of D.C. Yesterday morning around this time, actually, was the indictments handed down, the first, maybe the last, we don't know, indictments in the Russia probe. And joining me this morning, Jared Halperin of Fox News. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And I'd have to say, and really, I think from what I've been hearing from all those weighing in, the Paul Manafort announcement, not really that big of a surprise?
I don't think so. I mean, we knew that you know, the FBI had raided his home, had been looking into some of these financial dealings overseas for quite some time. So I think when word leaked on Friday that there were going to be at least one indictment, if not more, a lot of us started to think about, you know, Paul Manafort and whether or not he was going to be the target of this. And so I think from that standpoint, you're right. It was not a big surprise. What I found surprising, and I think others found, was the guilty plea.
George.
Other case, George
Papadopoulos.
Right. And the timeline of that he is initially arrested. Again, there's been an arrest in the special counsel investigation that happened in July that stayed secret under seal, pleads guilty the first week of October, and it has remained under seal until yesterday. And in that filing of the guilty plea and the agreement that was reached, prosecutors talk about cooperation, as that would be a factor in his sentencing. So sometime between July and October, he has been viewed before this guilty plea as being cooperative to this investigation.
That also,
and so just the idea that something like this can happen, right? You have an arrest, you have a guilty plea, and it's all kept under seal. What else don't we know?
And it lends to the whole, you know, leaking has been a huge topic within the past year. And so if there's news that they want to keep secret, it can be done because nobody
certainly
knew about this.
Certainly sounds like it, yeah.
And so perhaps other tidbits they're not minding too much if they get leaked out, like this whole, you know, the indictments that were going to come yesterday, the side players here. Well, I shouldn't say side players because we're talking a dozen, you know, charges and decades of prison
time.
Yeah, and
the former chairman of the campaign.
Yeah.
Now, the charges themselves seem to not have much to do with the campaign themselves. These are financial and date back a few years, but it's the Papadopoulos one, and I think that's why it's getting so much attention, that is only about the campaign and what he lied to the FBI about these meetings overseas where he thought he was going to meet with people who could get him in touch with Russian sources to get dirt on Hillary Clinton. It doesn't sound like much of this amounted to much other than he lied to the FBI about it. The campaign, and even President Trump this morning on Twitter, is making a big push that this guy was a minor player that had very little to do with anything. I guess we'll see as it moves forward how big a role Special Counsel Mueller believes maybe he played.
Well, and if you could just reintroduce to our listeners who George Papadopoulos is.
So he was actually named at one point in the campaign by President Trump in sort of an offhand interview as a foreign policy advisor. He served on this advisory committee that the White House says met only one time in a volunteer capacity, pretty low level, indicating that the president didn't have much interaction at all. There's a photograph where they are seated at the same table at one of these advisory council meetings. But again, he is described at the time by President Trump, then candidate Trump, was described as an oil and energy guy who was one of his advisors. And as I said, the campaign today has really pushed back on the idea that this is some sort of big fish, that this was a low-level volunteer who had a minimal impact on any sort of policy or strategy decisions.
And but wouldn't it all play to what, even if he is somewhat of a little fish, what little nuggets he has on some of the bigger fish, perhaps?
Well, again,
to
I think that's why, you know, I mentioned this timeline about the arrest happening in July, the plea deal happening in early October, earlier this month, and what how the FBI has and these investigators have used him, have learned from him. What has he led anywhere else? Again, the idea that all of this happened and nobody knew about it suggests that there's a reason they didn't want this to leak out. They didn't want this to be unsealed until at least these first round of indictments were delivered.
Jared, what would you say the worry level at the White House? We know, listening to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, of course, that's her role as a spokeswoman, to, you know, point out, well, this isn't dealing with collusion with Mr. Manafort and his aide, and these are before he even got involved in the, you know, obviously very much downplaying it. But behind the scenes, really, what's the worry level there on a scale of 1 to 10?
Again, I think it depends on who you ask. I mean, John Roberts, our White House guy today, doing some reporting that there hasn't been any sort of like hunker down mentality or anything like that. The president today has a very regular schedule, meeting largely with lawmakers and industry leaders about tax reform. Remember, the House Republicans tomorrow are releasing their long-awaited tax bill. They are trying to stay laser focused on that, to the point where yesterday in an event, Speaker Ryan said he hadn't even read the indictments and couldn't comment on them. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell had a news conference yesterday. It was about judges that they're trying to get confirmed this week. He ducked out before the question and answer portion of that. As did Chairman Chuck Grassley of the Judiciary Committee, and left John Cornyn up there to kind of take the heat a little bit. But even he said, listen, you know, we're going to talk about this and not wanting to talk too much about the special counsel. So I can tell you that Republican lawmakers here at the Capitol, where I'm reporting from, are trying to stay focused on the legislation of the day.
Can they, though?
Many of me and many of my colleagues are asking about other topics as well.
Yeah, I mean, they can wish for all they want, but unfortunately, the drama that has kicked off, the week, it's going to
overkill. The word indictment in Washington is usually going to trigger some questions. Yeah.
Yeah, and as far as the whole probe, everybody holding their well, what's next, or could this
right,
be
and
it?
What do we not know? Again, just talking about the secrecy surrounding this guilty plea, I mean, a lot of people wondering what maybe has already happened.
I know. Yeah, just as with the unsealing of Papadopoulos and that conviction and guilty plea already. So who knows? And again, I guess I'm just kind of taken aback by, yeah, if they want to keep something from being leaked, this is proof. They can.
Right. It sounds like it.
All right.
Much as there's been criticism about leaks. You're right.
And now we're talking about decades prison terms that Paul Manafort and his aide are facing, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it sort of depends how they would go about it, but 12 charges dealing with, you know, things like tax evasion, money laundering, yeah, these would have pretty lengthy prison terms, several years at least. But again, one wonders if this is being used in some other capacity,
to cut a
bargaining
deal.
Chip, yeah. Anything like that. Yeah.
Because what is Manafort? He's upper 60s, you know. Well, who at any point
and
in your life,
like
at 20, you don't want to.
Seriously, I mean, at the arraignment yesterday essentially put under sort of a house arrest him and Gates with the terms of their release yesterday, the terms of their bonds, surrendering their passports, having to check in daily. Really, the argument from prosecutors being that these were flight risk.
Yeah, I know that's another intriguing sort of.
One would assume, based on reading the indictment, that that's maybe a financial assessment as well.
Well, what we've learned is that just the boatloads of money Mr. Manafort has built up over the years. And now he wasn't a political newbie either here with Trump.
So
he's been around.
That came up yesterday in the briefing, the White House briefing with Sarah Sanders, where, you know, she tries to limit his role, limit the president's sort of relationship with him, noting all of this happened before. But the question came up, well, doesn't this speak to the president's judgment to hire somebody like this as campaign chairman? And Sarah's point was, listen, Manafort was known as a very well accomplished Republican operative.
Yeah, Reagan and Ford.
We brought him in at a critical time in the campaign ahead of the convention to round up delegates, handle that aspect of it, and that he wasn't a newcomer to Republican Party politics. This is, you know, at the time people reported about how this brought a level of professionalism to the campaign, a level of sort of establishment know-how to the campaign, and that is how this hire was viewed back then.
Yeah, they're kicking themselves today. It is now coming up on 7:42 on 1310 WIBA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.